Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Welcome to the Tuesday, November 9th edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and right off the bat, I just kind of want to apologize to everybody. I know we haven't been here for a little while. Unfortunately, I've been under the weather. Not COVID. Yeah, nothing like that. Just been really sick, and fortunately, I kind of start to feel like I'm back up and running, so hopefully we will get things going. But it looks like I'm starting off on my own here. So if you'd like to call in and talk to me, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email me, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. The blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so look for something popping up there sometime tomorrow, hopefully in the morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you click that link, it'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. And hey, you know, you went all the way over there, you might as well give it a like. And don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, you can also find me on Twitter as well. I am at Burketime. That's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E. So, and let's see. Let's start out with, it is finally official today. Odell Beckham Jr. is no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns. As you know, the Browns put him on waivers yesterday, and he cleared it. No teams claimed him, so now he is completely a free agent. He can go and sign with whatever team he chooses to. It is basically up to him now on where he wants to go and what he wants to do with his career. Reports are that he wants to go to a contender. So we will see how that works out for him. You know, there have been multiple rumors for, you know, different teams, you know, different contenders out there. I mean, I've heard the Rams. The Raiders are apparently very interested. A lot of people believe the Chiefs should get in on this. So we'll see where he ends up. But what I'm wondering is he still elite? You know, in his first 3 years with the Giants, he had just under 300 catches and never had less than 1,300 yards in a season. Now, he had that bad injury back in 2017, and since coming back, he hasn't had more than 77 catches. You know, last year he was hurt with Cleveland. He only played in 7 games. I believe he missed a couple games this year. He's played in 6 games for Cleveland, only had 17 catches. So, you know, and again, you know, his first 3 years in the league, he put up double-digit TDs in all 3 of those years. The most he's done since then has been 6. You know, he is 29 now. You know, there have been multiple injuries to him. You have to kind of wonder what you're getting, you know, in Beckham. I mean, I think if you bring him in and you think you're going to get a top-tier, number one type of wide receiver, I think you're wrong. I don't think he's that guy anymore. You know, he would be a fantastic number two, or I don't know, maybe you would say 1A as a secondary guy. But, yeah, to bring him in and think that he's going to be the star and he's going to be that 100 catch guy, I don't think you're getting that guy anymore. So we'll have to see where he lands and, you know, which team, you know, he ends up with. You know, fortunately I actually stayed away from him in fantasy. Mr. Fantasy and I had him last year in our money league team, and Obviously, he didn't produce. 7 games, 23 receptions, 3 touchdowns. He didn't do much there. He hasn't found his way into the end zone this season. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, obviously any team can jump on him now, and, you know, we'll see where he ends up. But I don't know. Hey, maybe the Packers grab him and they team up with Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the year before they both leave, because Beckham will be a free agent at the end of the year. So, but we can welcome Dan the Man in. He stopped by to see us. Dan, you don't have Odell Beckham on any of your fantasy teams, do you?
No, I'm not that crazy.
You got a landing spot for him? Any place you see that he may end up?
Yeah, I think he should come to Chicago.
Yeah, there you go. That would be a nice situation there. I mean, they can't get Allen Robinson the ball. How are they going to get it to Odell Beckham?
Mm. So at first,
we'll
you know,
see.
I thought maybe you were talking about Clayton Kershaw, but
no. Well, when you're not here, I always start with football because I know it's not your favorite thing. So I always kind of go that way first and get it out of the way. So we can, you know, do that kind of fun stuff. But you know, we did have a game last night. The Bears ended up losing to the Steelers 29-27. But everybody, you know, everybody in Chicago is just rallying around Justin Fields because he probably had his best game as a pro. Did you get to see much of it or at all? You know, I sadly didn't get to see much because slowly but surely my work schedule is getting earlier and earlier. I did have it on the radio as I was attempting to sleep, so I got bits and pieces. Did you get to watch it?
No longer have access to ESPN, so.
Oh, okay.
So just kind of watching the highlights, you know, going back and forth. You know, I'm sure like everyone else, I gave up on it early. So, but it was interesting to see that the Bears came back pretty good, too.
Yeah, a really, really big comeback in the fourth quarter. And, you know, a lot of people believe they should have won. You know, there was that very odd taunting call. So, you know, just kind of strange.
Yeah, you know, one of the downsides of that is I feel like that has become a Bears fan just thing, because you've run out of stuff to blame it on, so it's just
well, to be fair, it was a terrible call. I'm not quite sure what the
yeah.
ref is thinking there. So
well, and it was interesting to listen to the radio this morning and hear guys established that, you know, might not have been saying this 2 years ago, or that these taunting penalties are kind of by the wayside, and that, you know, the referees are supposed to be robots and be objective, whereas it's almost like they're, you know, it's an emotional game and you're trying to turn the players into robots. So it's kind of funny to hear that, especially the media, because, you know, the media was so always on the side of sportsmanship and for the kids, blah, blah, blah. But I think you have the right to celebrate, you know, as long as you're not really hurting anybody or, you know, provoking a fight. I don't see what the big deal is.
I don't think what he did, what Marsh did, really hurt anybody. It was just really strange. But, yeah, pretty much, I mean, in the end, it cost the Bears the game because that drive led to the Steelers' game-winning field goal. Otherwise, you know, we may be looking at it a little differently today. So, but, yeah, I know there's an emphasis on taunting and they want to get it out of the league. Can you explain to me how it's not taunting when you get an interception and then your whole defense runs into the end zone and rows the boat? How is that not taunting?
I know, that's kind of the same thing. If you want to be a robot about it, it's technically the same thing.
Right. You know, and I mean, and you know, and the majority of the time, the guy doesn't even score. They just all go running down there, jump on the ground, and then, you know, start rowing the boat. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, isn't that like the excessive celebration? Or, I mean, that, you know, that's kind of taunting. At least to me, that's kind of taunting, but I've never seen it called.
No, and, you know, I'm under the idea that as long as you're not in the, well, you know, let's just say, for instance, it's a sack, and, you know, let's say, you know, it's me, and you sacked me, and you got up off of me, and as long as you didn't put your hand and smush my face in like we would do if we were in a wrestling ring, you know, got off of me, and we're just, you know, talking your trash to the air and, you know, celebrating, you know, what's the big deal? But I think, you know, the line gets crossed if you were to do the same thing, but maybe get up a little bit and just start, you know, our jaw jacking and have your finger in the helmet, you know, kind of going like that where it's almost, you're getting really serious and you really want to fight the guy right then and there. I think, you know, as a player, they've got to keep those personal emotions off the field. You know, go fight at a bar where sometimes those things can get covered up unless you're Johnny Football and there's one person in the club with a cell phone. Just an old stupid reference. But, you know, so, you know, I just think that's where you cross the line and they need to maybe establish that line as opposed to just kind of throwing it out there for no reason sometimes.
Yeah, you know, like I don't have a problem if they want to, you know, they want to call it. I mean, that's fine. It's not that big of an issue to me. But it's just so inconsistent with the way they do it. And it's kind of like, okay, guys, we got to kind of get a little better idea on what we're going to do with these penalties, maybe. You know, and especially when they affect the outcome of the game, you know, then you've really got to be on board with what you're doing, and I just don't think they are. Well, you know, we'll see. You know, this is one of those things the NFL does for a season, and then they move on to something else to try to, you know, take care of that. That was weird.
What was weird?
My computer's being goofy on me here. I clicked to open something so I could look at it, and it opened it, and then it kind of reopened it, and I was like, wait, what the heck's going on with this? You know, it's that, you know, that time for my, you know, we're doing the podcast, so it's time for the internet to go ape crazy on me and, you know, just do its thing.
So, speaking of doing its thing, how are you doing in fantasy football? How was your week?
Oh, I'm actually doing fairly well. I managed to win in both our leagues this week. I am 8-1 in the one league. I believe I'm actually in first place. And then my other team has a real good record. They're 6-3, but they're back in sixth. They're back in sixth place because that league is a tad more competitive. So that's been a tougher league there.
Ooh, the snake league, you say, is more competitive, huh?
Yeah. Or at least it has been, you know, record wise.
I was actually hoping to go for the ultimate record, but somehow I beat somebody. I don't know what happened.
Oh, hey. Well, there you go.
But, you know, I just last week I just have to comp- complain about it for a minute. I had two quarterbacks to go to, to decide between. Tua Tagovailoa, and our guy from Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
Yeah, and Tua didn't play, and if I had put in Trevor, I would have grabbed a hole and another 2 points.
Ah. Oh, yeah, well, he got hurt in the game, too.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just was looking at my day, and I just didn't even decide to look. I didn't even decide to figure out what the problem was, so I just gave up. I made some trades. I lost some players.
Yeah, it's been a weird year for football. So
yeah, and in the other league, I can't believe you couldn't make a hoe out of a wife or a wife out of a hoe.
Yeah.
And it would have been better if you were 9 and 0, because that would have rhymed. But you're 8-1, and sitting in, you're the top dog in our league. Just trying to find the second place guy to see where he stands. 7-2, but I mean, by points, you just outrank everybody. So you're doing really well. I'm 9 places behind you in 10th. I'll be lucky if I make the playoffs in this league either. But if I did, I'd be the 8th seed, and then you'd probably kick my ass. So,
oh yeah, you could.
There's that.
Well, I know you have
yeah.
to hockey by 1 point.
I guess. I forgot about that. So there's that. I think it's been a little while since you've won our league. You have been, you've won one of them before. What do you think has been your guys staying healthy obviously is always one, but who on your team has really helped out and made you kind of going over the edge and staying at the top like that?
Well, I landed Cooper Kupp, and I didn't expect him to end up being like the top receiver in the NFL. He's just went nuts on that team for whatever reason. So it's just worked out, very, very nicely for whatever reason. So.
Nothing else stand out for you?
No, well, just one of those, you look at it and you go, okay, well, I've had, this guy managed to, help me out, or that guy. And I really thought I was in trouble when David Montgomery got hurt. But my running back, I actually ended up basically going with both of the guys from the Rams. And fortunately, it's worked out okay. So. We'll see how long that continues, but I don't know.
And how's it going in hockey? You mentioned I beat you by
yeah.
1 point that one day.
Yeah, you last week you beat me by a single. Technically, it's a category. It's not a point.
Yeah.
You beat me by 1 category. I've been a little disappointed in the performance of that team the last couple weeks. I got off to a really good start, and then it just kind of the last 2 weeks I've just been kind of like, well, at least I was close with you, but like the week before I got really roughed up by a team that I thought I should have beat. I'm hanging around in seventh place. Obviously, it's still really early. So, I'm not too overly concerned. But, yeah, I was kind of disappointed. So I'm hoping to bounce back with a big week this week and kind of get back in it, because I'm not I'm only a couple games out of my division lead, and I would like to get out of the seventh spot and move a little higher up.
Yeah, and I'm in nine, which I've won every week except one where I got my ass handed to me. So that one really hurt. But it was by the number one team in the league. So hopefully the next go-around for me, I can gain some ground on him.
My concern with my team was goal scoring. You know, after I kind of put it together, and oddly, I'm doing really well in that. I actually haven't lost in the first 4 weeks. And the category I thought I was going to do well in was faceoffs won because I had some really solid centermen, and I haven't won it all season. I'm 0-4.
Yeah, I've kind of been in the same boat. I thought I definitely was going to be up on the faceoffs won, but I'm actually leading in faceoffs lost. Well, I would say leading in I keep losing that category. So I guess technically I win, right? Best at the worst.
Well, no, I think that means
so,
more. I think you lost more faceoffs. So.
Yeah. But, you know, so I've been trying to keep up with this one because I forgot with hockey, this is not a league where you could just hang out with guys. You know, with baseball,
no.
there's a lot of moves, you know, but there's nothing like with baseball, I feel like, you could essentially, if all your guys stay healthy, you could stay with the team you drafted with the entire season, with minus picking up guys here and there. Where this league, I've noticed that guys are on every single day. There's not a day that's gone by since this league started, except for there's two players that are dead teams. I forgot who they were, but you know, there isn't a day that goes by that people aren't updating their lineups. So I'm like, well, I better catch up if I want to stay, you know, trying to get into the playoffs in this league. But it's just rough, and I think the biggest mistake I made, Big Jack, is I went with Marc-Andre Fleury, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, that's essentially my top goalie, and I didn't get someone better than him. So, you know, the goals, I'm basically just scraping by so that I don't get eliminated. You know, I don't lose out on all those points.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, my biggest problem I'm having with hockey has been injuries. Like, I've got I ended up kind of stocking up on Las Vegas Golden Knight players. And, you know, William Karlsson is out for them with a broken foot. He's expected to miss about 4 to 6 weeks. Now, he's a really talented player. They haven't put him on IR yet. So I just get to sit there with him eating up a bench position, waiting for him to go on IR until I can make a move. And it's just like, come on, guys, put him on IR. He's not coming back for a month and a half. You know? But, yeah, just not yet. I just, for whatever reason, they haven't decided to do it. So, yeah, I need that to happen.
Now I have to save the best for last, Big Jack, because I am the number two team in our basketball league. I am just a couple plays, you know, a couple wins out of being first. So it's going pretty well. You know, I only have two injured guys right now. You know, I was going back and forth with my nephew yesterday, the one that's really into basketball, the NBA, and he liked my team. He said it's pretty solid. I told him, you know, my thing was I was trying not to go for anybody I liked, but, you know, I really wanted Jonas, so I really liked him. but I felt like, you know, Jonas is a guy that you could like, but he's still going to be one of the top performers. So that was one of the guys I paid a bunch of money in. You're halfway in there. You're in ninth place, and, you know, you missed the draft. So how's it been on your end?
Well, if I could stay healthy, I believe I now have four guys on the IL, plus I have John Wall, who isn't playing, and I don't know if he's going to play. For whatever reason, I just kind of keep hanging on to him, but basically because he's John Wall, and I think that, you know, if he does get traded or whatever they decide to do with him, you know, he's still a very talented player. So I just keep him on my bench. But, yeah, I have got to get healthy, you know, otherwise I'm just going to sink because, there's only so many guys on waivers. You know, and obviously you need your starter. You know, and I just lost Jaylen Brown, who had been the best player. So, you know, it's interesting. But what I did notice, and I'm wondering if you noticed that this year, this season, we have had a ton of trades already in this league.
Yeah, there's a guy, I forget which team it is, but he's been sending out, I think it's just Jakarta Man. He's been sending out a lot of trades, and I think he's got that spark going for people. Because he actually sent me five trades in a day, but before I even checked my email, he had canceled them all and ended up making a trade with somebody else. So I was kind
of he made
a
trade with me.
One.
We made a trade, and then I turned down his other trade. So, but yeah, it was just kind of like, oh, okay. So, but yeah, I was really surprised with all the movement we've seen, you know, in this league. I was like, wow, this is different. You know, normally that doesn't happen.
Now I got to get in out of it. But, you know, right now sitting at number two, it's hard to, like, take a look at your team and go, who can I trade? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, again, like I said, it's nice to see, you know, you get that and it's like, oh, okay, cool. You know, we're moving stuff this year. I was like, oh, okay. I'm okay with that. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, obviously missing the draft didn't help, but I got on right away and made a bunch of changes. So, you know, I've at least been competitive, and hopefully that will keep up. And, you know, generally I don't do very well in basketball anyway, so we'll see if maybe this will actually help me that I, you know, wasn't there for the draft.
Yeah, and it was actually a pretty quick draft, so I was kind of surprised. I think it was only a couple hours long.
Yeah, sadly, I just forgot all about it. You know, it was just one of those things. So.
Well, you know, we had 18 instead of 20. Kind of going back to the draft for a minute, you know, we had a guy who's kind of semi-complaining about the time limit for hockey, and it was about, we ended up going about 4 hours,
yeah.
But, you know, I think there was a whole lot of truth, and I think, you know, it was set up the way it should have been, but there was a whole lot of truth behind what you said and the people trying to do the shipping wars last-minute bid, you know, for television.
Yeah.
Where they think that they're going to sneak the bid in and win because it's at one second. And I always tend to do that just to be a jerk to let the guy think, you know, not that I'm stealing it, but I always did it as like a mental thing just to, you know, let him. Because, you know, once you get down to 2 seconds, you start to get comfortable, like you're going to win that bid. So I would throw it in as like a kick in the shin or something, not the shin, but just a little kick. And, you know, but I noticed that with the hockey, we did have several new guys, and we had, what did we say? Did we have 100% or just minus two of the people that didn't?
I think the only two we were missing were probably the two dead teams.
So I think having that combination just made it longer, plus with all those last-second bids where, you know, it would go on. Think about it. You know, one guy with that one-second bid, it was almost, could have been, you know, up to 2 to 5 minutes just to going back and forth.
Yeah.
So, because the very, you know, when we did the basketball draft, it flew by so quickly. I was like, no, because we had them set up both the same. And I know there's two less teams, but, you know, we're not talking, well, I guess that is 40 players, but, you know, it was cut in half, and that was only two players less, or, you know, two managers less. So I don't know. It's just kind of one of those things I had thought about. Wanted to get your take on it. And, you know, I know you finished before me in the hockey draft. Were you all that disappointed with the way it went? Or is it just, you think it's more the way you, the person drafts individually, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's kind of a combination of both, but it does get a little frustrating when you're, you know, you're there and you're watching and it's like, okay, you know, this is going to go, you know, there's 2 seconds left and it looks like this guy has the bid. Okay, no problem. And then somebody bids and it goes back to 10 seconds. And then it happens again. And then, you know, the next thing you know, well, now it's extended another minute because 6 people have bid. And I just don't think they either didn't understand the process or, like, you know, I mentioned to you, it's too much storage wars or shipping wars or whichever one you like, where they think, okay, I'm going to jump in at the last second and shake this guy up. And it's like, well, you know, it doesn't really work that way. So, you know, and like sometimes I'll do it just to see if I can get a guy to spend a little extra. If it's a player that I, you know, I'm like, well, okay, if I get this guy, great. If not, no big deal. But, yeah, I was just like, oh, okay. But, yeah, that really extends the time of the draft when that happens. So.
Yeah, and it was consistent. It was almost like on every other guy that was being bid on.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was one of those things where, you know, it just kind of kept happening, and that's going to, you know, and it's a 20-team league to begin with. So it's going to make the draft longer. Unfortunately, it's just inevitable. You know, like we tried it with football, where I really cut down the time, and that didn't really, you know, while it did make the draft go faster, it was kind of uncomfortable. So, you know, I think I would rather have a few more seconds than, you know, have the, what was it? It was 10 or 15 or something like that. It was really cut down. So it's just, you know, you have to try these things because obviously if your drafts are running 4 hours, you're going to get people who aren't going to come back because of those reasons. So, you know, you just have to watch out.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, since we started the hockey, I think we've only, you know, aside from you and I, probably 4 or 5 more guys since 2013. But, you know, 2018 kind of got us a new group of guys. So, you know, it seems we still get people that come back. So, I mean, it does work, and it's free league, so that's even more surprising. I would say, well, I guess, you know, people would drop out of a money league probably quicker. But, you know, the time put into it just to,
so, yeah, right now, we've got a really good group of guys in that league. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll stick around. You know, so we'll see. You know, it will definitely be interesting. So now you mentioned something earlier, and there's also another baseball topic I wanted to bring up to you because I was disappointed we didn't get to talk about it last week because I was freaking sick. You mentioned Clayton Kershaw right at the top. Were you as surprised as I was that he didn't get a qualifying offer from the Dodgers? Oh, hang on. Dan fell off. Let me bring him back in. All right, let's try that again. Were you as surprised as I was that Clayton Kershaw didn't get a qualifying offer from the Dodgers?
Yeah, not as surprised as I was when I – well, maybe I was more – I don't know. What was I more surprised at, the fact that I was talking to myself for some time, wondering why you weren't talking back? that's, you know, oddly, that's where I was thinking when I hopped in on my first call and you said he wants to go to a competitive team. I don't know. I just thought that was part of the Clayton Kershaw press conference, and he's just trying to, you know, be as vague as possible. So, yeah, I was extremely surprised he didn't get a qualifying offer, but do you think that's because they think he's worth more than that and they want to sign him, or
you know, I honestly don't know. You know, he's had a lot of injuries. So, you know, you do have to wonder, you know, how they feel about him and, you know, where it's going to go.
Well, who else is up? Is, you know, Justin Turner should be up, right? I don't know if they're going to spend money on him.
Well, Corey Seager is the Corey Seager and Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer.
Winston and Kenley Jansen.
I mean, it's rough, but I don't know. If you made me choose right now between the three, I think I would shoot for Max Scherzer. I mean,
yeah, and, you know, my guess is they'll bring Scherzer back. You know, Trevor Bauer picked up his option, so they're going to have to deal with that next year. You know, and there has always been kind of the rumors that, you know, Kershaw wants to go home and pitch in Texas. So, you know, do you think it's possible that maybe he asked the Dodgers not to give him the qualifying offer?
Huh. I didn't think about that. Because, yeah, I guess that would take him away. Is he more of a – is he looking to play in Texas or play for the Astros?
It's the Rangers, you know, because he's from that area.
Oh. Huh. I mean, that would be, you know, pretty nostalgic, pretty cool, you know, for him and for that city. I mean, you know, we're still – it's almost as bad as the Bears, right? Thinking about Nolan Ryan pitching for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and being 34, you've got to wonder how much longer is he going to want to play? I mean, does he have anything left to accomplish? You know, I believe he's won multiple Cy Youngs. He's got his World Series ring. You know, it's not like he's going to be pitching for 300 wins or anything like that.
No, and he had the MVP, too, ain't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, have to kind of want to. You know, I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised to see him go to Texas for, like, 1 year with an option just to see – where he sits next year and then maybe retire if he gets hurt again or it doesn't work out. So.
That's not a bad deal. And plus it would get people to take a look at the Rangers again, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some reports that the Rangers are, you know, again, and, you know, it's that time of year, you know, they're going to be active in the free agent market and they're going to try to bring in guys. So, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, and the Dodgers did already sign your guy, Andrew Heaney. So, you know, you've got to wonder if maybe they're hoping he's the left-handed starter who can replace Kershaw. So, yeah, just kind of odd.
Well, they still have David Price on their payroll.
Yeah, I believe for another year, right?
Slow as can be today. I clicked on it, Big Jack. It's just not populating. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, he's 2022.
Yeah.
And then, you know, free agent. But, you know, I guess, well, we don't know for sure, but supposedly Boston's eating half of it, so.
Yeah, you know, they're still picking up quite a bit of that money, so. But, yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that plays out or, you know, what they do or where they go. But, it you know, it'll be one of those things where it'll just be odd to see him in another uniform, won't it?
Yeah. At least it's not in the National League. You know, I mean, I don't know. To me,
yeah.
It kind of sucked more that Baumgartner went to Arizona as opposed to somewhere else. Because it was like... I don't know. I guess Baumgartner just took where the money was on that one, right? Because I don't think he believed they were going to win the World Series there.
With the troubles he had, I don't think he had as many suitors as he thought he was going to have. So.
Yeah. Well, same here. I thought more people would want to go after him. It will be interesting to see what the Dodgers do, though. In regards to Max Scherzer. But, I mean, if you think about it, Big Jack, you know, you mentioned Heaney, but you're Walker Buehler, Julio, and Heaney. And then you said Trevor Bauer, and then you add Max Scherzer back to that mix. I still think you've got a pitching rotation that everyone has to compete with.
Yeah, no, you know, it's not like, you know, like, oh, you know, Clayton Kershaw's going to walk away, and you know, what's going to do with Ken Jansen, and everybody seems to think that they're going to let Corey Seager go, and, oh, well, you know, they'll have this big hole with Seager. Well, you know, you have to remember, they acquired Trey Turner. Right. You know, Gavin Lux can just move in and play second, so you wrap that up pretty easily. You know, you mentioned, you know, Buehler, you know, it was a Cy Young Award contender this year. You know, Urias looks great. They have Tony Gonsolin, who will be coming back from injury. I don't know if Dustin May will be quite healthy enough because he had Tommy John. But, you know, if they can get Heaney right and you add Scherzer, depending on what the hell goes on with Bauer, you know, who knows if he'll be suspended or what the deal is. But, you know, the big question may be who closes if Kenley Jansen does walk away. But there are closers on the market they could easily go get.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and they do have Brusardo Gradal, who, you know, looks like a closer. You know, he's got closer mentality, but he's only 20, I think, 4. So you would have to teach him the role or let him learn the role. But, yeah, it's not like they're going to stink just because these guys are going somewhere else. You know, they'll still be the odds-on favorite in the National League.
Yeah, I just think it's still one of those where you're like, oh, they're leaving the Dodgers, you know?
Yeah. You know, but because, I mean, you know how people overreact when, you know, these kind of things happen. You know, it's just like, oh, God, no. So, but then the other thing, you know, and I know you had to be pretty sad about this because now we'll never see this guy play again. Buster Posey announces his retirement. Did that catch you off guard?
Only when I got the first email that he was going to announce it. I mean, he's still great. You know, I don't know, Big Jack, after last season, it's just the way he performed. You know, I was looking forward to this season coming up to seeing him do it again. Because I honestly thought, I didn't think we were going to see a resurgence of Buster Posey, but I thought he had one more great year. Because, you know, it's rough on those catchers. And he seemed to, you know, take enjoy that time off in 2020 and just came back as just almost like a monster, you know, this year. But you know, every time you see him at the plate, you know, he looked relaxed, you know, he just looked comfortable. But, you know, having that time off, coming back for a full season, I'm sure just changed things, you know, changed his mindset. And, you know, he's obviously smart enough where he knows he doesn't need the money. He's made enough and good for him. But it's still sad to see him go, though.
Yeah, you know, oddly, I thought he was going to come back one more year with the DH.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, obviously it's pretty clear that the DH is going to go universal. And I thought that may have really extended his career. You know, and, you know, he's just 34, so he could have played a couple more years had he wanted to. You know, and, I mean, he hit 304 last year, so it's not like he stunk. So, you know, it was just – you know, I guess he just kind of decided. But, I guess the interesting question now is, you know, we're looking at a guy who's won an MVP. He was a Rookie of the Year. He's got three World Series titles. He's a batting champ. He's won a Gold Glove. He goes into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, right?
I think he should, because you don't – you can't even really name another catcher like that. You know, not to mention he has a rule made after him because of Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
You know, and the injury he suffered, he in all likelihood was probably told he would never, you know, stand behind the plate again or, you know, squat behind the plate again. So, I mean, to come into this game, rookie, win a World Series, get taken out of the game, come back, win another World Series, and then another, you know, to be a part of those teams. And, you know, people, I think, sometimes take away the catcher's role. And, you know, you've got to wonder how much of the catcher plays into the pitching staff. You know, some of these guys that pitched with San Francisco with him behind the plate pitched so well that we never heard of them again when they left. You know, I mean, time goes on and, you know, the arm isn't what it was in year one as it is in year five. But you get my point. No one, none of that pitching staff, to me, you know, honestly has, I feel like, really succeeded without him behind the plate. You know, I love Madison Bumgarner, but I just feel like what's going on in Arizona was just, it's not Madison Bumgarner. You know, and several of the other guys that were part of those World Series championships, you know, they didn't do much after that.
Yeah, and to be fair, it's possible that he may have more than one Gold Glove, but you got to remember he's in the National League with Yadier Molina, who has nine, and their careers are going on at the same time. So
yeah.
You know, you just you gotta kind of understand the setup there. So,
yeah.
You know, and Posey actually ended Molina's streak. Molina won what was it here? Eight in a row, and then Buster knocked him off in 2016. Buster got his. So. But, yeah, so, yeah, well, you know, so, yeah, no Buster, which is kind of sad. But, it you know, it gives Joey Bart the opportunity. You know, he'll step in with, I think, Casale will be the backup, so they'll have a veteran guy there with them. But, yeah, you just, you know, it's kind of like it'll definitely be different watching Giants games with no Buster Posey.
Yeah. You know, the best part about it, though, is I'm just glad to not see him don another uniform.
Yeah. So, you know, and I wonder if that was maybe part of the motivation, too, was he just didn't, you know, and I think he still had a year on his contract or he had an option on his contract. But, you know, you always wonder if that plays into their mind where they're kind of like, yeah, no, I'm not you know, I'm just, you know, just not interested.
Yeah.
But yeah, it will definitely be interesting.
All right, you know, so a lot's happened since you and I have been on air together. So the one thing we didn't talk about, and I'm sure you were trying to avoid it, that's why we didn't do the show, you were so upset, by the Blackhawks scandal for 2010.
Yeah, actually, we did. Stu and I talked about it a little bit the one Friday I was feeling good enough to do the podcast. So we did go into it a little, but, you know, like I honestly don't know enough about that kind of stuff to really have, you know, obviously, clearly it's wrong and it's terrible and all that stuff, but, you know, I mean, they seem to have cleaned it up now and everybody involved is gone and they got the guy's name off the Stanley Cup. So I don't really know, you know, what more is there to do.
No, that's true. You know, it kind of tarnishes. And I think what kind of sucked the most is when you had Taves and Kane get on TV and say what they said and just kind of didn't even acknowledge, you know, what happened unless it was just the way it was. But, you know, to just sit there and kind of defend the guys for not saying anything. I don't know, just the way it came off, it just seemed like...
Well, didn't they both really just kind of admit that they didn't know enough about the situation? And, you know, you do have to wonder, I mean... You know, that I can't see that being something a hockey player would open up to another hockey player about in the locker room.
No.
So you wonder, what did they know? You know, because I've heard people say that they both need to be traded because of that. They need to get rid of them. But, you know, in all honesty, like, you know, how do we know they're not telling the truth?
Yeah, and I just felt like when they came out, they just didn't say, like, you know, and just kind of agree with the fact that it was wrong. They were just kind of, you know, to me it seemed like they're just talking the guys up, where, you know, to me it was just been more of, you know, I'm surprised at the, you know, that person's actions and why they decided to hide it, because they did this for me, you know, so I'm surprised, I'm shocked. And I think when you kept hearing, and maybe it's just because of what we kept hearing, that, you know, there's rumors that other guys, you know, jokes were made about it, guys knew about it, you know, comments were made to him. And, you know, it's just, sadly, it's one of those things I can imagine happening, though. And that's why I think it just rubbed me a little bit wrong, is where, you know, maybe 20 years ago, in my mind, I couldn't see that happening. But the way I know how things work and the way the world is, it's just, you can imagine it happening, you know, and just, you know, everything used to get brushed under the rug. And that's where, and, you know, and this is why the whole Ray Rice thing became such a huge deal. So it kind of goes back into that. And just, I think, feel like it kind of opens up that bag of worms again. And you're like, do we really have to, you know, kind of go through this stuff again? Not that I want to, you know, take anything away from Kyle or, you know, what he went through and that child who went through the same thing. But I guess it just sucks, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the thing that really baffles me about it, you know, is, you know, Kyle Beach is a big dude. I mean, he's 6'3", 200 pounds. And I was kind of trying to wonder why he didn't stop it.
Yeah, and, you know, I've heard that one posed a lot, too. And, you know, one of the things that was brought up, too, is, you know, just imagine being the guy who's trying to get the job to be a hockey player, and this is the guy who can control, you know, where you can go.
Yeah,
or,
but
you know,
the
even
guy
let
didn't
him to
have
believe
that,
that
control.
Yeah.
You know, my guess is Beach probably bought the story the guy was selling. Even though the guy didn't have really any kind of pull with who did and didn't make the roster. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, you understand. You get in those situations and, you know, it happened. So.
Yeah, but you know, even after that, you know, the Blackhawks pretty much, the front office pretty much shut him down, and you know, he felt
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, they swept it. You know, they did what everybody did back then and swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what, you know, and I guess what I wonder from you is, you know, now this team coming into the season, people thought we're going to be a playoff, was going to be a playoff team. Well, they're a whopping 2-9-2. Do you think it's affecting them?
I think so. I think it's definitely part of a mental thing for their, you know, and I think it hangs more over on Kane and Taves, you know, and a couple of guys that are still there. You know, I think, unfortunately, for Marc-Andre Fleury, I don't know. Do you feel like it's kind of past his time?
Yeah, well, you know, with as bad as the defense in front of him is, yeah, it's definitely past his time. So, but you can,
I mean,
you know, the
you
Blackhawks
know,
actually played tonight. They're taking on the Penguins, so you can watch them.
Wait, what'd you say?
The Blackhawks are actually playing tonight, so you can watch them. They're taking on the Penguins, who don't have Sidney Crosby. So maybe they'll get that third win of the season.
Yeah, I thought you said they actually traded him back to the Penguins.
No, that would be awesome.
But no, unfortunately, Big Jack, since my dad canceled cable, I don't get to see much Bulls or Blackhawks anymore.
Why do you cancel his cable? What's he watching?
My sister pays for Hulu, so she doesn't pay rent, but she pays for Hulu. So
I thought maybe he pulled out the rabbit ears or got on the roof and put the antenna on.
No, but I'm thinking about getting an HD antenna for my TVs. Hey, everybody, email your experience at sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. You know, I found out that, you know, I actually have Sling TV, the free version now, so it gives me a few channels. But, yeah, you know, like a couple of weeks ago when the Bears played on CBS, I don't get that. We don't get, you know, Channel 7, which I think does some NBA, you know, so.
Yeah, they'll do NBA here coming up.
Yeah, so I miss out on a lot. You know, I get to catch some of the the TNT games. But they're not as frequent. So, and, you know, this whole NBC shutting their thing down, and they need to figure out what the hell they're doing. You know, I would subscribe to Peacock if we were getting all the NBC, you know, the Bulls and the Blackhawks or whatever, but we're not getting anything.
Yeah, I don't, you know, who knows what they're going to end up doing with that. But, well, you know, and I know, like, the Sports Network games are going to you know, like USA and their various other channels.
Mm-hmm.
No, but well, let's run away and try this again tomorrow.
Sports Time Radio.